Welcome to Biz Takeouts, Biz Community's sound bite-sized news to go. I'm your host, Rutendo Nyamuda. Coming up on the Takeouts menu, incoming CEO of the Lurys, Pritesh Siraj.
My strategy in this onboarding process is really, is I recognize one important thing, is that I know absolutely nothing. I've picked out snippets from the media and from various people, but in truth, in reality, I start off on the premise that I know absolutely nothing, so that I start with a clean slate.
It's time for Biz Takeouts. Congratulations on your new appointment as the incoming CEO for the Lurys. You've mentioned that your two key focal points will be leadership and innovation, which sounds great as a concept, but how exactly do you plan on carrying this out?
Yeah, I think, you know, when it comes to Lurys, there's already some great work being done, and it's got to a fantastic stage. So now that we're on this platform, I always look at it and go, where do you take it to the next level? And one is let's look at leadership. What we really need to do is build leadership capability across the region, because we are really working across the Middle East and Africa. And leadership capability really is built in platforms where there's idea sharing. And the Lurys is really the best platform for leaders to come together, share ideas, learn from other leaders, so they can take it back to the businesses and help grow, you know, the brand organization, an agency organization, or whatever organization they actually run. So that's it from leadership, is really bringing people together to share ideas. Then the second part is just overall in terms of innovation in general. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, the concept of innovation does not happen in a silo. It happens in an environment where you have full access to information, mm-hmm. where you're really able to see the trends and explore new ideas. And this is why we're able to bring innovation across the region, because we involve some of the best minds in brand communication from across the world who join us at Creative Week and share these ideas and stimulate thinking and provoke new ideas. And through that, what you're actually going to see is great new innovation and innovative ideas coming across the region.
Mm. A lot of the work you've done in your career is centered around innovation. And in 2008, you launched the Product of the Year in South Africa. In addition to that, your bio says innovation analyst. Now, that word innovation keeps popping up. But I want to know, what does it take to be an innovation analyst? What does that look like?
Innovation happens in incremental steps. We have to differentiate between invention and innovation. So invention is really when you do come up with these wild new ideas that are game changers. But innovation is continuous improvement. How do you take something that exists and you tweak it and improve it so it's a little bit better, and you continue doing that. So therefore, you can get a normative understanding of innovation by analyzing it and seeing what works. So as a innovation analyst, what I do is I constantly have spent over the last decade plus mm-hmm. just having a look at the changes that happen across multiple categories and trying to understand what's the next level, where do we go from here, and how is that going to add value to consumers' lives. And also, just as important, speaking to the various businesses and companies and sharing with them where they should be taking their product portfolio.
With your new appointment, you're moving from one organization to another organization, which fundamentally has different structures and different ways of operating. How are you approaching the onboarding process? What are the things that you feel you need to know prior joining the organization officially? And what are the things that you will be learning as you go along?
My strategy in this onboarding process is really, is I recognize one important thing, is that I know absolutely nothing. I've picked out snippets from the media and from various people, but in truth, in reality, I start off on the premise that I know absolutely nothing, so that I start with a clean slate. And then I go in and I start pulling information. So this is what I've been doing. I've been pulling information from Andrew, who's been there for 15 years and has great insight to everything. Obviously, he is the Lurys, the walking, talking Lurys at this stage, and pulling a lot of information from him. The next step post this is what I'm going to do is, once I've gained this little bit of knowledge, is to then allow them to push some knowledge towards me and mm-hmm. push some insights as part of the onboarding process. Mm-hmm. And then we can have really meaningful discussions, because I'll use my knowledge and what they're trying to share to try and figure out the best way to take the Lurys forward. When you're joining at a different level, let's say in the organization, and you're just starting off your career, mm-hmm. the best way for you to onboard in an organization is for somebody to actually sit you in the room and go, there you go, this is what we do, you know this, now go out and do. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if you're taking over at a CEO level, it's a very different dynamic. Mm-hmm. You have to come in and really try and understand every little nitty-gritty bit of the business, whether it's maintenance of the building that the organization is situated in,
yeah.
all the way to the actual intricacies of the judging process and how the winners are announced through the Lurie's itself. So, yeah, at the process that I'm in right now is mm-hmm. purely just how do I actually grab as much information as I can and ensure that I don't leave this process to someone else?
Mm. Pritesh, what is your leadership style?
Yeah, I think I have a very collaborative leadership style. So my entire style is you have to recognize that if you're a leader, mm-hmm. a leader by definition means that you are helping other people onto the same journey who are assisting you and you all have exactly the same mission. But if you feel you're going to go in and do everything yourself, then you're very, very wrong. And that's why a lot of leaders fail.
Yeah.
So my collaborative process it means that we involve the entire team, try and understand their thought processes, their experiences, and bring it into the journey of the entire organization as a whole
mm-hmm.
so that we lead towards a better service, a better offering that really adds value to everyone that we touch.
The Lurie's is a very strong brand, and you as the CEO represent the brand. You are the face of the brand. So do you feel that CEOs in general, do you feel that it is important for them to be in the media, to be doing the interviews, to be seen, or do you feel that it is okay at times to shy away and just keep a low profile?
Yeah, I've seen both strategies. I've seen leaders who have decided to shy away from media attention and say, focus on the brand, focus on the company. And I've seen others who choose to say, I should be out there and speaking about my brand. I choose the latter. And the reason I choose the latter is because we are people. A human connection is so much more powerful than a connection between a person and a company or a brand in any way. So one of the things I've always done is to ensure I'm out there speaking to media, speaking to people, speaking to anyone I can to, whether it's a one-on-one conversation or a larger platform. And the value to this is that when doing so, you build those meaningful connections that benefit the larger corporate brand or the organization. So I personally believe that that is the route you need to go for, especially in the environment that we live in. You see charismatic leaders who have come and gone, such as whether it's a Steve Jobs or Bill Gates or anyone in the tech space like that. Therefore, what we need is we need leadership who are willing to embrace every opportunity to speak proudly about their product and their brand. And if you're willing to do so, I think it's going to benefit your organization.
The Lurie's is ideally positioned for strategic partnerships. What is your approach with this regard?
The Lurie's are a nonprofit organization. So we're very careful about who we work with and who we align ourselves with. And we generally only work with some of the best brands and companies out there. When we look at who do we partner with and where there's opportunities for collaboration, it has to be responsible corporate citizens and organizations that are really doing good in their environment or adding value in the environment itself. And this is not going to change. I think as I go on, we're going to look for partners that we can actually create greater impact through them and through us, where this symbiotic relationship between the Lurie's and our partners will actually create better good, whether that's better stories that we can tell, whether it's change in the environment and change in the brand communication environment, or whether it's some untapped potential that we have yet to even consider at this stage. As we said, the key strategy is going to be find that opportunity for change and find that opportunity to create a positive impact in society, and we're going to grab it and work with our partners to deliver on that.
And that's a wrap on today's show. Biz Takeouts. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it.